This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law Radio Show this morning. Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean Murphy.
They are...
Good morning,
right up,
Joysters.
Good morning, Joysters. They are right up there with One Direction and Five Sauce with me.
The Five
Vamps.
Sauce.
Actually, the Vamps.
Five Sauce.
Mm.
Do we...
5 Seconds of Summer.
Right.
Yeah. Haven't you heard that?
I think I have.
Come
I just
on,
haven't heard
get
it.
Up with the times.
Often a raging aging. But anyway, you pulled it off.
Yeah, thanks.
Welcome.
Thanks
good
very
morning.
Much.
6:37.
Good morning to Nick Kyrgios, too. I hope I said his name right. I've been practicing that all week. It's a little hard to get out that one. But congratulations.
On beating Rafael Nadal.
Oh, and I'm a big fan for Rafael, too. I think
so
he's super hot for a start.
For anyone that doesn't know, we're talking about Wimbledon. But look, yes, he did bow out the game after that, which is that's fine. Do you know
but
what? He's
okay.
Just on his rise up.
He's set his pace now. He's in.
I would just like all of the media commentators, though, to calm down.
Just shut up, Paul McNamee.
Just shush.
Peter McNamara. Just be quiet for a little bit.
What names are you talking about? Anyway, yes, but the claims that he's the next, the greatest thing, that we've been looking for a new big name, just let him have that.
We've been saying that about you for 3 years on this radio show.
Oh. Well, at least in this radio show, we don't check the colour of our undies. So this one's going
segue.
Out to Wimbledon officials.
Yes.
I think you're taking it a little too far here, Dolls. I mean, I get that you want everyone in white. It's very well known. It's and there are some naughty players out there that would try and push the envelope.
Yes.
But even the players are saying, now listen, it's just a little creepy.
Tell me what's happening.
Security guards are going into their change rooms and saying, show us your knickers.
No.
And apparently
are they allowed to do that?
Now, this is the thing that annoyed me in this article, because a couple of the players were upset that they had to go out basically free-balling. This is what they saying about the girls, because they didn't
the
have
girls a, were out there
yeah,
freeballing.
Yeah, no bra, because they had
well,
no,
they are female tennis players.
Because they had no proper white underwear.
Oh.
I'm like, why would you go to Wimbledon without the proper coloured underwear anyway, to start with? You're a moron to start with. So I think it's actually more the tennis players' problem, not,
oh, well, so
not Wimbledon.
Turn the corner now.
I'm with tradition. No, yeah, I have actually.
You started
look
off
at that.
Being on the tennis player's side.
I said it was a bit creepy, but then I thought, do you know what? Creep away, because you are silly.
Exactly.
You've
there
got
is
to
protocol.
Your
it's
entire
protocol.
Life you've known that they only wear. Why don't rock up with your fluoro pink bra that you bought from Burley?
You're
the
not
other
J-Lo.
Day? You are not.
Now, listen, in the paper this morning, Anna Murphy, I love this little story because I love him. He was once named one of the world's sexiest vegetarians, but the accolade no longer applies to Chris Martin. The Coldplay singer revealed yesterday that since his conscious uncoupling from his marriage to Hollywood's best-known vegetarian, Gwyneth Paltrow, and the no-meat lifestyle that came with it, he is now a carnivore again. I eat meat, Martin says.
Yeah, of course he does. You know what? That's just like a big, juicy, meaty middle finger up at you, Gwyneth Paltrow, isn't it?
Oh, it's got heated in the studio here.
Well, it has. Do you know what? I feel a little bit like, remember when you were at school and you did the debating?
Yes.
And you got stuck on the affirmative side.
Yes.
You really want to be on the negative.
Are you trying to dig yourself out of this?
Yeah,
are you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Because now we've got this message came through saying, hi, I just want to mention to people that have trouble sacrificing their alcohol for Dry July. I've heard heaps of whinges.
So
and I
have
tell
I.
them, it's easy. I've lost over 110 kilos. That seems to boost their confidence. Do you know what?
Or make them just shut up.
That's really something to gloat about.
Yeah, that is a chance to gloat.
Well, no, but this is a competition and I'm on a side. I'm just...
You're really hating it now, aren't
you? My resolve is buckling by the second.
Okay.
But that's okay.
That's okay.
You know, I still think that we should celebrate our wins.
Well, that's right. If you believe that people should gloat about the smallest wins, you know, obviously Dry July is important to some people. It's a good cause, of course. Most people are agreeing with that. It is a good cause. If you believe that people gloating are winners, let us know, 0427JOY949, honourofjoy.org.au. Or on my side, if you think they're wimps, they should just suck it up, get a backbone, drink some concrete, you know?
Isn't it drink some cement?
No. See, they like to gloat about the fact that that's the best song ever.
No,
but it's not really, is it?
No, well, see, what I was explaining to you and Timothy. Good morning, Tim. I don't think we've said
good morning,
that.
Tim.
Good morning, Tim. Was that they're singing about the night that they danced to the best song ever.
Which possibly wasn't
their
own.
Clearly Iggy Azalea's number one hit. It's been at the top of the Billboard charts
it could
for
have
six
been.
Weeks. That's something to gloat about.
If you want to send a message through and tell us what is, you know, because we were talking Dry July and, you know, people gloating about Dry July, which I found to be ridiculous because it's not really a big deal. It's 4 weeks of non-drinking. If you've got something better to gloat about, let us know. 0427join949, honoratjoy.org.au. Marcus sent through a message.
He said, I'm with you, Anna. It took me years to get over the Christian humility I grew up with and learned to gloat about every achievement I made. Now I'll gloat about anything. This week, it's about learning to crochet via YouTube videos. Marcus, do you know what? I actually think that learning to crochet via YouTube is a better gloat than
Dry
July.
I think that's very brave. That
all I've got to do is shut my face.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
You've got to wield a tiny little metal stick and some string and turn it into something. That's a feat.
That is indeed. If you want to share your gloating, what you if you want to gloat to us this morning, 0427join949, honoratjoy.org.au.
I'm going to gloat now because somebody else is on my side. Hi, you guys. I'm on Anna's side on this. To the teetotalers out there, you can't miss something if you've never tried it in the first place. Hear, hear. Sister, I had to read the end of the message. So for someone who likes an alcoholic drink and decides to do Dry July, it's a big deal for them.
Oh, God,
and they should be able to gloat about
really?
It if they can give up something they love and in the process are able to raise money for good cause. Good luck, Anna. Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer.
I feel sort of like this is a late win for me.
What, it's all coming through
like
your
slow
side
victory.
Now, is it?
Yeah, I'm starting to feel like I had my back against the wall, but the people are
see,
speaking.
See, it's funny, isn't it? When we decided to do the topic before, you hated it. Now you're slowly winning.
I was losing.
You come and turn the corner, haven't you?
Ooh.
You've pepped up.
Yes.
Look at you bouncing around
haven't
the studio.
I?
Now, the topic, we've taken it to
A new low. Yes.
This morning, and it came about because my housemate's boyfriend, there was a conversation took place between the two of them, and my housemate's boyfriend sort of said, you're to blame. You didn't go and get toilet paper. I had to use a sock. And right. I nearly fell off my chair. Anyway, led me to Facebook. There was a post on Facebook. Someone else was saying, hey, no toilet paper. Bob's your uncle. Going to have to use a sock. I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Is this like the new thing? So we're throwing it out to the people this morning. Let us know. 0427 949 honoratjoy.org.au. Is
now,
it hot or not
another,
to use your sock to wipe your bum?
That's right. And the perpetrator of this story, one of them anyway, has just got in contact and said, not hot, but it was his sock, not mine. Laugh out loud.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And then
Conrad sent this one.
I just laughed out loud at the gym and almost choked on my own saliva.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This one came through from James.
Definitely not hot, but sometimes necessary. I love that. Tasteless as this subject is, I confess once in a public toilet when I had to go and found there was no toilet paper. I had to think fast. And the only thing I had to clean up with was my underpants.
No.
So there I've told you.
Oh,
and the joysters.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for that
thank
one.
Thank you very much.
This one came through from Stephen.
Definitely not hot. And it reiterates why I'm not on Facebook yawn.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a protest.
Yes. And Tony said this one, which is quite funny, actually.
Jeez. Imagine. Oh, no, that's not funny. Is that funny? Imagine if you got a dose of tinea on your bum. Great. We really have gone to new lows. Ooh.
0427join949.
I never thought that was possible, actually. We've had some doozies, but this one takes a cake.
Yeah, and there's a prize to give away, too, obviously.
Oh, and we're rewarding them.
Yeah, we're rewarding them for your smut.
Fabulous.
You know, in the paper this morning, Anna Murph, that caught my eyes, Lindsay Lohan's back in the paper. She's come back with a vengeance. Lindsay Lohan is suing the makers of the Grand Theft Auto video games. The actor claims the latest installment created a character, Lacey Jonas, based on her without permission. And also the image has her voice and the style of her clothing line.
Right. Well, so does the character run around in Selfridges nude and turn up drunk and disorderly in public places and forget to wear underwear? Does it? Oh,
yes.
Okay. Great. Can't wait to watch that game.
All of the above. It's time for Best on Ground.
It is indeed. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Now, during the week, obviously, Todd Carney, who's an NRL player, was kicked out of these club because he had a little naughty thing on social media.
Yes, he had a photograph taken of him.
At a urinal.
In
a public place.
Peeing into his own mouth. There you go. I've said it.
Okay.
We've just talked about toilet paper.
I was trying to do it in the most...
No, why?
No,
you've just
okay.
done that competition.
Yeah. So at first I thought he would have won best on ground for being a bit of a prankster, because that's what I didn't really understand who he was. But no, Adam Murphy, this is he's not good.
No, he's not a good.
He's a bad cookie.
He's a bad egg.
He's a bad egg.
That's right.
He's been in all sorts of trouble over the years. He's been booted out of 3-4 clubs.
Oh.
He's been drunk driving offences and... And urinating on people in public places, and the list goes on and on and on. So what we've decided to do this morning is turn the tables on Todd Carney and give the best on ground this morning to the NRL, because they
are
standing up for what is right and what is moral. And
congratulations to the NRL.
I
never have watched a game in my life. Really couldn't care. But congratulations.
Absolutely. Now, 60 Minutes are doing a story on Todd Carney this weekend. Here's the promo.
Tonight on 60 Minutes. Well, he was the bad boy of rugby league. But last weekend, what seemed like a harmless and rather tasteless prank has cost Todd Carney his career. It's the new craze called bubbling. Young men daring each other to urinate into their own mouths in public toilets. Stupid and pathetic. But when drug cheats under investigation from ASADA are still playing the game, we ask... is it fair that this NRL player, due to, should we say, pissed lips, has now lost a multi-million dollar contract and his career? Todd Carney, welcome to 60 Minutes.
Joy 94.9, I know one thing, she would never use her sock if she ran out of toilet paper. Kylie Minogue.
It's a sad day in Kylie Minogue's world if she's running out of loo paper, I've got to tell you.
Now, listen.
Bought sorbent by now, surely.
In regards to Todd Carney, who was expelled from the NRL.
Fired, obviously,
for, you know, urinating in his own mouth, which is terrible. We've just been handed by our producer something very interesting. Mm. Do you know Bear Grylls?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so while we're...
To the listeners, man versus wild.
Exactly. While we're focusing on Todd Carney and his little antics last week, let's not forget Bear Grylls and what he's got up to. He has actually claimed that he has drunk urine via rattlesnake skin flask, down fecal liquid extracted from elephant dung, snacked on deer poo, and rehydrated by way of an enema while rafting.
Right, okay, cool. A couple of things I'd like to point out here, or maybe just one. It's man versus wild. So he's in the middle of the bush trying to survive. Todd Carney was just a bit boozy on a Friday night and thought he'd take a photo of himself peeing in his mouth.
Bear Grylls will never get in the NRL, will he?
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.